Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to your youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, January the 30th, 2018. I'm your host, Ntungamile Nkomo. And tonight, we are remembering Itai Dzamara. You remember him, right? The human rights activist who was abducted on March 9th, 2015. He disappeared without a trace, and he hasn't been heard from ever since. People continue to ask questions, even to this day. Where is Itai Dzamara? Hundreds of human rights activists, including members of his family, gathered in Harare today to demand his safe return. Let's get connected on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. Or you can also call us live and direct. The number is 001-202-619-2077. We are, of course, streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, at VOA Shona, and at VOA Ndebele. We are also streaming live, of course, on our three websites. That's www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com. Again, this is Studio 7, and the program is The Connection, where we talk all things youth. And tonight, we are talking about Itai Dzamara. You remember the 35-year-old human rights activist, a former journalist. He was abducted, allegedly, by state security agents on March 9, 2015. He disappeared without a trace, but his family and human rights activists continue to ask questions and demanding his safe return. That happened again in Harare today, where hundreds of activists and Dzamara's family gathered at the Africa Unity Square, where Itai used to demonstrate, calling for Mr. Mugabe, the former president, to step down. They gathered there today, remembering their comrade, remembering Itai Dzamara, and calling for his return. We are joined now by his young brother, that's Dr. Patson Dzamara. But before we take Dzamara on board, Ndimukwazi sei, kubindura uko kuarare kwese kwese kwa muri maswera sei. Kusangana uku muchirongwa cheve chidiki cha The Connection pano pano fenyuro yenyu ya Studio 7. Nasi tiriku kurukura, tiriku taura nezwa Itai Dzamara. Ndofunga muchiri kumurangarira. Aka tsakatika msoa 9 March gore 2015. Uyezwe apana muna anoziwa kuti akaenda kupi kana kuti akaendeswa kupi kana kuti achiri mpenyu here kana kuti kwete. Nasi hama dzake, vemhuri yake, pamwe chete nevanorwira kodzero dzevanhu vasangana muHarare paAfrica Unity Square, vachimurangarira Itai, uyezve vachiti kuhurumende kana paine anoziva kuti Itai akaendeswa kupi, ari kupi, tiudzei, uyezve hurumende yava Emmerson Mnangagwa, tikuda kuona muchitora matano kutsvaga Itai Dzamara. Ndonyaya Iya, tiri kukurukura nezwa nasi tichi tarisa zukuru nyaya ya kanangana nezwe matongero enyika. Hilo utaba isi ngalo la mshanjo slope sandigayo, skangela ukutacha, ukutunja kukaita itza maraliza kumbulu kubana. Wae sala chengisela Africa Unity Square e Harare. Ngezikati zika mkabe, siti babu mkabe, sisikatele ngawe, yesa esilalo enichia umbuso. Watunja, wanyama lalala mshanja ula mto wazi utu ngapi. Lokuthi uyaphila na kodwa abantu kabaka khohla abemuli yakhe kanye labalwela amalungelo oluntu babuthene namhlanje eHarare eAfrica Unity Square lapho uitayi ayevame ukutshengisela ekhona babuthene namhlanje batshengisela besithi bayamkhumbula besithi njalo kuhulumende kamgabe babu mgabe okamnangakwa rather nxa babumnangakwa ekhona okuhulumende wakho okwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani kubaba uTamara siyamcela please lisiphathise and omunye obekhona bebekhona uPastor Ivan Mawarire umfo wabo uPatson Tamara ubekhona uPastor Mugaza elaye nguye obekhokhela umthandazo Pastor Mugaza led the prayer at this gathering. Let's take a listen before we cross over to Patson Zamara.
We wanted the government ever since when the former president was there to say, give us answers as to what is going on, as to what happened. But you know what? Enough is enough. Today as I stand here, I'm going to gather with you, make a declaration and decree to say, now we are speaking what we believe has got to be happening. We are going to be passing a judgment, whether you know it or you understand or you don't understand, but you know what? It works. We're going to pass a judgment and begin to say, dear Lord, as long as you're in heaven and we know you are in heaven, and you know who did this, may this be the time that everybody and anybody who had a hand to do with this whole situation, may you expose them in Jesus' mighty name. We know they've been hiding, but our God knows them. And we are going to be saying, God, expose them wherever they are and whoever they are. Let it be the time of their being what? Exposed. And I am telling you to say that after this prayer, within a very short period of time, it's going to be happening. Why? Because we believe in a God who answers prayers. And He indeed is going to answer this prayer. Your being here is a sign that God is also in our midst, because He says, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I am also in their midst. As a result of us being here, remembering this manner, and we are opening the word of God first, that means we are with God in this place, and the decree...
Pastor Mugaza leading prayers today at a gathering in Harare to commemorate, to remember disappeared, abducted human rights activist Itai Zamara. And joining me now is his brother, Zamara's brother, that's Dr. Patson Zamara. Mr. Zamara, good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Also on the other line, we have human rights lawyer Kennedy Masiye, who represented Itai Zamara in Harare when at one point he was brutalized and had to be hospitalized. Mr. Masiye, good evening and welcome.
Yes, good evening.
Patson, I really hate to ask this question because... I know perfectly how you feel, but how has it been for you as the young brother and the family?
Well, this has certainly been a negative experience for us because the family we've gone through moments of hope. We've also gone through moments of despondency. And it has been really taxing on us emotionally and in other ways. Speaking for myself, as a result of the challenging season, extent, I assumed regarding the abduction and subsequent disappearance of my brother, I also became a madman by the regime. They also sought to persecute me, and in some instances, like for example, I was abducted as well. I was tortured. I've lost even career opportunities as a result of my challenge against the abduction of my brother. So it hasn't been an easy journey thus far. However, and in spite of that, I count it all joy because I know that we are standing for a worthy cause. We're not only doing this for you guys, Damar. We're doing this to set a precedent in Zimbabwe regarding what we wish, regarding what we want, and regarding the Zimbabwe we want to have.
Ko vana vake Patson vana va Itai pamwe ne mudzimai wake Shefra vari sei?
Yeah, variko tinotenda Mwari vari kuvachengeta sekuri vakandaita nemuchirungu inguva yekukadzika kwavari kunyanyanya vana naivo amai vanogara nevana. Nekuti vana vanenge vachibvunza zuva nezuva kuti ko baba varipi, baba vachauya here. Munoona chero muchikoro mukomana mukuru takazotomuchinja kuchikoro kwaaidzidza ngendaa yekuti zvanga zvaakumudyawo vamwe vaidzidzawo navo vachimurimainda nekutaura naye nenyaya yababa vake. Saka zvinhu zviri kuvashungurudza even mukadzi wake Shifra anoshungurudzika kuti murume hapo anova ndiye baba wemusha, anova ndiye muchengeti wemhuri. Zvinhu zviri kuvashungurudza kuti hapana chati chaitika kuti tinge tichimuwana kana kuti tinge tichiziva kuti chii chavakaita kuna Itai.
Please do stay on the line there, Dr. Dzamara. Ngupatson Dzamara umfowabo kaItai yakhuluma ke ukuthi hayi ubona njengemuli akulula kodwa bayaphila uthi njalo kabakalahle ithemba lokubana umfowabo uzatholakala lanxa nje sokufika iminyaka emithathu 3 years ngoba lizakhumbula ngithe unyama lale mhla ka 9 March 2015. Mkoma Kennedy, we know you represented Itai, like I said earlier, when he was left for dead by state security agents. And today it's almost 3 years, 3 years in March this year. No one still knows where Itai Dzamara is. How do you feel about that?
Well, yeah, I feel sad, but it's very unfortunate that to date we haven't been told what happened to Itai or even know where he is. And it's actually a sad scenario that you also have, on the other hand, a government that purports to be a democratic government and that purports to be abiding by the principles within our own constitution, citizens, all citizens, should be protected by the law. And to date, it actually puzzles any reasonable person that a whole government can fail to account for its own citizens. It only draws inferences and suspicion as to what and who is is responsible for Itai's disappearance.
Let me ask you this question, Mr. Masie Ndisanda Bunza Vadzamara. Former higher education minister, Professor Jonathan Moyo, avo vasiri munyika vakatiza munyika zvichitevera kupitigurwa kwehurumende yavamugavi nemauto vanyora nhasi nechirungu vari kutiwo paTwitter, hanzi naProfessor Jonathan Moyo. We know this might be a case of sour grapes, but at times I think we have to listen to these people who were in the system, who were in the government before, when they talk about issues that happened during the government. This is what Professor Moy wrote on Twitter today, 4 hours ago, and I quote, "In March 2015, Mohadi told government Zamara was likely abducted and taken out of Zimbabwe in a staged anti-government plot. That March, Emmerson Mnangagwa told Parliament the Zimbabwe Republic Police were after the culprits. It later transpired that Zamara was abducted by the military intelligence under Chiwenga, now the vice president with Mohadi. So ED and his vice presidents must account." Muruku waona wose mashoko ava Professor Moyo aya va Masi.
It's not the first time nyaya military intelligence ichitaura pa nyaya itaizama. So inini sema onera ndinoita ndeyekuti itai vanhu vakama abductor vanhu vanoshandira hurumende. So anything chinongo uya chikarerekera kunyaya yekuti itai akatorwa nevanhu vanoshandira hurumende, I'm likely to take up that statement as having some semblance of truth. We might not be very sure kuti ndivanani, but anything chinongo ya changurerekera ikoko, for me personally, I think chinofa kutorwa with the seriousness. Nekuti inyaya haizi yokutanga kuchitorwa not kungoti vanhu vegovernment, but vanhu vemilitary. Police or military. So I believe the authorities should actually take up this seriously, and mapurisa vane information yavanayo, which I think vasikunyatso kushanda nayo information iyo, zvekuti dai vangari vanhu vanoshanda zviri professional, vanoshanda zviri non-partisan, I believe nasi chaichaya tichitaura kudai. So dai tichitotaura kuti ningi ndivo vakatora itai ende vakasungwa kana kuti vakatotopwa mutongo wavo.
Thank you there. Kennedy, I know you are at work, and believe me, trust me, I'll be releasing you very soon. And I know Dr. Zamara also has a commitment, and you will soon be released, Pastor Zamara. Asi, muruku waona ose mashoko ava Moyo, Professor Jonathan Moyo, vari kutaura ivo kuti mukoma wenyu akatsakatisiwa ne department yemauto inonzi military intelligence.
Rada kudzokera kumashure, patakatanga kutaura takamirira mhuri yekonferensi yekutanga yatakaita, ndo mashoko andakareva pabakutanga kuti isu kuziva kwedu ndezvatakwanisa kubata mukufereseta kwataiitawo pamusoro pezvainyeperwa kuti zviri kuitwa nemapurisa. Takaona isusu kuti itai Zamara akatorwa nemilitary intelligence, ende muchayeuka wokuti kubva musiwo svika pari nani pese pataiwana mukana wekutaura ndoranga riri shoko redu. Itai Zamara akatorwa nemilitary intelligence. Hongu, tine zvakawanda zvatakaona zvakanyorwa, tine zvakawanda zvatakanzwa zvichitaurwa, aianga zvimatheory aida kuedza kutitanangura kuti chii chakaitika kuna Itai Zamara kana kuti ndiani akamutora. Asi takaramba takamira panyaya kana kuti pakutaura kuti Itai Zamara akatorwa nemilitary intelligence, ndo patakasvikawo mukuferefita kwataiita. Zvino Jonathan Moore tichikurangarira, pane imwe nguva ari minista wabvunzwa painterview yeBBC akataura iwo akati pada mukomana akatiza akajamba bhodha akaenda kuBotswana kana kuti wereva kwaakaenda, iye Jonathan Moyo muna June gore rapera muchiri kurangaira akazotaura zvekare achidzora mashoko iwawo achiti zvirokwazvo itai dzamara akaite akambunyidzwa akaabdutwa right zvadaro zvakanaka kuti tirangaire kuti izvi zvakataurwa naJonathan Moyo achiri mugovernment point iyoyo ipoindi yakadhama yatinofanira kuti tinge tichinzwisisa uyezve inotibatsira kuti tinzwise patiri nezvataurwa nhasi naJonathan Moyo. Jonathan Moyo nhasi ndiro paazotaura achingotsinhira zvatagara tichitaura no iri basa rakaitwa nevanhu vezanupf vachishandisa military intelligence saka kwatiri tiri kuti hongu munhu pada asingazivisike munhu pada asingafarirwe nevanhu asi tiri kuti mashoko atiri kuti tinomagamuchira nendaa yekuti ndo chokwadi chokwadi chero chikauya neshiri chero chikauya nedafu hazvisiwo zvakatinda kuti ichokwadi zvimwe chetezvo nemanyepa saka ni tiri kuti mashoko ataurwa naJonathan Moyo ndo chokwadi nendaa yekuti ndo zvatagara tiri kutaura ende tinofanira kunge tichitora mashoko eyakuti tichibva pachinhambwe chekuti Jonathan Moyo aive mugovernment munhu ari kutsinhira ane ruzivo rwezvaiitika kana kuti zvinoitika mugovernment saka ni zvinotibatsirawo even pakutsvaga kwatiri kuita kuti hurumende inge igadzirisa nyaya iyi nekuti ndo pane donzo redu donzo redu harizi rekuti tiri kutsvaga kuti chii chakaitika tingasai tisingazivi hedu kuti chii chakazoitika pavakamutora vakazomisa kuzvikazodii asi chatinoziva okuti ndo chine basa ndechekuti gavhumendi hurumende yava mugabe nava munangagwa vachishanda pamwe chete ndiyo yakatora itaidza mari ndo pane nyaya yese ende ipapo ndipo patinofanira kutangira ndipo patinofanira kuti tibvire tichisvika pakuzoti vange vachibvuma kuti shuwa takaita mhosva ende vabvuma kudaro tichitora matsano tichiona kuti zvinofambiswa sei tichienda kumberi.
Mm-hmm. That's Patson Zamara there, the younger brother to the disappeared human rights activist Itai Zamara. Uyakhuluma lapha ngokuthi ubaba Jonathan Moyo ulovile lamhlanje enkundleni ye-Twitter uthi yena uItai Zamara wathunjwa wathathwa ngamabutho ugatsha lwamabutho okuthiwa yi-military intelligence kufana nje le CIO kodwa lolu gatsha ngolwamabutho yikho okulotshwe nguJonathan Moyo lamhlanje ngelanga imuli yakhe labalela amalungelo oluntu bemkhumbula uZamara. Izolo umphantambo obona ngezemithetho ubaba uZiyambi Ziyambi ube komunye umsakazi weZimbabwe bambuza ngoItai Zamara wakhuluma wathi yena uItai Zamara uhulumende kakwazi ukuthi waya ngapi kodwa usaphakathi kokumdinga uyazihlupha laye ngokunyamalala kwakhe uyamdinga saka naizvozvo tavatsvaga vaZiyambi Ziyambi nhasi parunhare asi atina kugona kunge tichibatana navo. We looked for justice minister Ziyambi Ziyambi today, but we were unable to connect with him, to reach him on his comment yesterday that indeed the government is still seized with looking for Itai Zamara, and it is disturbed by his disappearance. The last question for you, Mr. Zamara, before you run and before I go to Masie and our other guest, Ugift Siziva. What would you like to say to this government, President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government? We know the suspicions that Zamara was abducted by the military, like Jonathan Moyo saying, like everyone else has been saying, has been alleging. What message would you want to send to this new administration?
Okay, so we basically have five demands. Number one, the new administration must bring back Itai Zamara to us, dead or alive. It is their responsibility they are mandated to ensure the safety of citizens. As such, as a family, we demand that the new administration, which was a part and parcel any of the old administration, to bring back Itai Dzamara to us, dead or alive. That's number one. Number two, we demand this ED, Emmerson Mnangagwa-led government, to institute an independent commission of inquiry into the disappearance of Itai Dzamara. The commission has got to be independent. That's number two. Number three, we demand this Emmerson Mnangagwa-led government to engage the Dzamara family, his colleagues, and the nation at large over this matter. We have written to Emmerson Mnangagwa. He has ignored our letter. We wrote to him as a family requesting engagement, and he ignored the letter. We are saying we are demanding him to engage us as a family because we need to resolve this issue. That's number three. Number four, we are demanding the government to ensure that there are reparations. Itai Dzamara is a breadwinner. Itai Dzamara is a wife. Itai Dzamara is two children. Not only did these people who are our leaders today commit this morbid and heinous act of abducting my brother, they also are in a very stubborn manner refusing to do what's honorable. And what is that? They must own up to their mistake and make sure that there is some compensation of some sort. There are reparations as far as the Itai Dzamara family is concerned. The government must take care of Itai Dzamara, of Itai Dzamara's family. We know he's not the first person to have been abducted, but we are using Itai Dzamara as a case in point and for us to set a precedent regarding the Zimbabwe we want. And so I think our demands are in order. Lastly, but by no means the least, we are demanding the government, in the spirit of Itai Dzamara, what he stood for and what he represents, to ensure that the forthcoming elections are free and fair. So those are the five demands we are making to the government led by Mnangagwa Chiwengwa Muhadi to make sure that they attend to these demands. Number one, bring back Itai Dzamara dead or alive. Number two, there's got to be reparations. Number three, a commission of inquiry. Number four, they have to ensure that they engage the family, they engage anyone who is involved. And then lastly, in the spirit of Itai Dzamara, they must see to it that the forthcoming elections are free and fair.
Mwaramwitirei zvakanaka vaDzamara. God bless you and your family. I hope Itai Dzamara will be reunited with you, with his family, one day alive. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Vamasiye, muri kunzwa zvichemo zvavaDzamara zvemhuri yavo. Vanzi toda kuitwe commission of inquiry icha inenge yakazvimirira yega itsvage iongorore iferefete kuti zvii zvakaitika kuna Itai uyezve vari kuti hurumende inofanira kuchengeta mudzimai waDzamara nevana vake uyezve hanzi takanyorera mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa tsamba asi vakangoti ignore semhuri havana kumbotipindura. Muri kuzvionawo sei apa uri mubvunzo wangu wekupedzisira ndinoziva kuti muri pabasa and you have to go.
Okay. The demands are kuitwa nefamily pachirungu ndingati they are very solid and very concise, reasonable, and surely any reasonable government should take them up. because Semata writer person, they would, ceased to care what actually happened to him. We want him. We want closure. That's what the family wants. Because right now, there's nothing even more painful, of not knowing what actually happened or where Itai is. You know, that is torture by the day, you know, mental torture by the day. So those demands by the family, they are quite solid, and I would urge the government to take them up. But as a lawyer, what I'm afraid of now is, the people that we are asking, to take up these demands are the people who I suspect as a lawyer are actually involved in the, in this whole scheme. Because if you look at the vice president, referring to Jonathan Moyo's tweet, it actually seems as if, there's some, involvement by both vice presidents and also the military, so to say. So what I would, definitely urge the government is to constitute an independent, a commission, as the person said, that will, be independent from, all the government, not institutions per se, but, all the people that, the family suspects to be involved in the abduction. So, those are solid, and they should be taken on board.
Human rights lawyer Gwetarino Rwira Kodzerodzevano va Kenneth Masie uyezve vakambomirira Itai Dzamara asati atsakatika. Thank you, Mkoma Masie, ndinotenda. Siyabonga.
All right, thank you very much.
Those who've just tuned in, this is The Connection coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. And tonight, we are remembering Itai Dzamara. And joining me now is youth activist Gift Siziba. He's one of the people, omunye wabantu, abaphatheke emkhosini wokukhumbula uDzamara lamhlanje. Harare sizwile igqwetha elake lamela uKennedy Masie lomfo wabo uPatson Dzamara besithi uhulumende kumele azinikele, adinga uDzamara kwazakala ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo kuye, uyaphila loba sowafa, nxa wafa wabulawa mbani. Batha kubunje ikomishini of inquiry eza cubungulake lolo daba imdinge kubonakala ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo. Wathi njalo uhulumende kumele ulomlando wokugcina imuli kaDzamara ngoba ube lonkosikazi, ube labantwana ababili. Kunjenje abala umuntu okubakhusela ngoba i-breadwinner okwakungu-Itai onguye owayebakhusela wanyamalala kasekho. Mnumzana Siziba, unjani?
Sawubona, unjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Yini ebeli seHarare lamhlanje Africa Unity Square? Ngiyazi uDzamara wayengumngane wakho sokuleminyaka phose emithathu. Kungazakala ukuthi ukuphi, uyaphila na? Ungathini ngalindaba?
Kubuhlungu kakhulu uma ukhangela ukuthi sesile minyaka engu-3 sikuphusha umkhankaso kubana uItai Dzamara ungapho. Ekuqaleni kwaqala kungathi umuntu esizambona next week, umuntu esizambona ngenyanga ezayo, kodwa kunzima ukuvumelana ukuthi sekuyiminyaka eyi-3 ngoba kwatshengisa ukubana-ke kulo nto engayenziwanga kuhle ikakhulu uhulumende mayelana le ndaba yokumdinga. Njalo futhi-ke ubuhlungu ukukhumbula ukuthi ngumuntu wathi imuli lezi hlobo abangafanele bathole i-chance yokuthi hhayi uhambe kuhle noma athi kibe usale kuhle. So kubuhlungu kakhulu la, njalo nakubantu ababesebenza la ama-activist basebenza laye kakhulu, njalo kwakungakhangelekile ukuthi kungaze kufike namhlanje singenayo.
Usale themba yini Siziba lokuthi mhlawumbe ngabe phila lapho lapha khona uDzamara?
ya itemba likona uyuwanu itaita marukona laba kona itemba enye lalo nyele kubana nitawazi kumbuona hamiso mutapini ileli nyekoe kutu kubana kutapila itemba leneli nilalo ngoba umpefu mbili nje mzimu kika inisi minatenga ya mabanjo nga tocho nga ba yonga sikinda yonye zinjalo batinti nga ina njila ya kubana kena ukubulala umuntu yese engawubulala kodwa kuyinto enzima yikho kunika ithemba lonyeni lomthela ukuthi usaphile yikubona abantu besancenga besathandaza ukubana kungani uhulumende ngasikhipha ukuba khona noma elineli noma esengakwanisi ukuphefumula ngenxa yakhonokho ahamba kikho okunje okuthayo nandani bakwazi ukumkhipha khonokho ngibona kuqakatheke kakhulu.
Kodwa nxa ephila mpela uyabe ngaphi iminyaka yonke le isikhathi sonke lesi sizima?
Uyakhangela umstadi kule nto abayithi ngama-competitive authoritarian regime ngabantu abaluvalo mayelana lesihlalo esikhulu selizwe i-president. So unxa umuntu engaqalisa ukukhuluma isiqiniseko kuleso sihlalo basuka bengasuthiseki njalo ikakhulu abantu abenzayo kuyabe kungabantu abakwenza yebo bethunywe ngabaphezulu kodwa abantu abakwenza ngabantu abaphansi. So into abangakwazi ukuyenza yikhothi kiba lalaba abathi ngama-forced exile kube labanye ukuthi-ke bawuhambisa kwenye indawo but ngenxa yokuthi umuntu kwesi sikhathi uyabe selemali kakhulu so kusiba nzima kini ukuthi umuntu kuyobethi siyamhambisa njani ungakunanzeleli ukuthi imoti yabantu abasha kuthiwa uma bekukhipha bahle kuhambise ejele kumbe lapho ngasozithele khona-ke ama-journalist noma izisukelwane belizwe ukuthi sibone. Mina ngathi nginyamalele ngisuka ngayiHarare Central ebusuku kungakabi sekuseni sasisekosi kungakabi semini sasesechikulu maximum prison baba lezinyanga siphakathi so babe senzela khonokho yikho kunye so and then kube siba nzima nawo ngenxa yeminyaka ukuthi umali mkhipha lidiwaye nina khonokho kwenza kalitaangesinde zimeleli ngingamgcine ephila kodwa ngiyeke sazoza ngikhipha ikakhulu nxaku ukuthi abantu abaresponsible yilaba abasakhona esihlalweni sokukhosela.
Mhm, siyabonga siziba qhubeka ubambile khonapho abasanda sixhuma iStudio 7 ngomsakazo wenu namhlanje sikhumbula uTamara lemuli yakhe kanye labalwela amalungelo oluntu ababuthane eHarare eAfrica Unity Square lapho uTamara ayevame ukutshengisela ekhona ebamba ibhakana elilotshwe ukuthi Mgabe must go, Mgabe kumele hambe. Wacatha-ke wathunjwa mhlaka 9 ngo-March 2015 sesiyakwanisa iminyaka engu-3 emithathu kungazakala ukuthi ungaphi vathangoti bata nefinyiro ndeyenyu uyezve nhasi tiri kurangarira itai Dzamara uyo akatsakatika mugore ra-2015 musi wa 9 March nhasi mhuri yake yanga ichimurangarira kuHarare uyezve ichikurudzira hurumende kuti inge ichimutsvaga izivise vanhu izivise mhuri yake kuti ari mpenyu here kana kuti kwete kana asiri mpenyu zvii zvakaitika kwaHarare. That's our topic tonight and of course there is no Studio 7 without you the listeners, without your participation. We have some listeners on the line. We have wakuqala silomnumzana Charamba tina vacharamba makadi enyu vacharamba
vacharamba vanotamba muri seyi
aiwa tiri bostereki matibata muri kupi
aiwa ndiri kumasvingo
kuri sei kumasvingo uku
kumasvingo kunongodaro daro wakadii kwemuri kumazunguro tonhori yeshoko
chandokupisa kuno mudhara
chandokupisa
ka badi tiri boo edu sterek
aiwa that's good
mainzwa nyaya iri mugango nhasi dibatsireiwo ipapo
I'm so worried about the disappearing of Itai Dzamara. It's now years But now, because of what happened in November last year, we say this guy is like whatever, this operation is so legal, they tried to clean themselves, whatever. And like now, they are busy moving around, trying to create a friendship, whatever. Why can't they create a very good friendship within first to address these issues? Because look now, people are still talking about the Gukurawindi issue, which happened some years back. Meaning to say, the same thing which happened to the Itaizama, these guys, they are responsible. Why can't they just address it first? This is it's an in-house. So that when they want to go out there and create a friendship, whatever, it's good, but let us address these things first, because it won't... It can be run off our minds.
Saka muri kuti mukoma charamba kana hurumende yava munangagwa ichida kushamaridzana nedzimwe nyika ngaitange yashamaridzana nevana veZimbabwe kugadzirwe nyaya dzese idzi muri kutaura nenyaya itai nenyaya yeGround.
Yes, ngatange washamaridzana problems. For sure, this guy here, I'm sure a difference between the Mugabe rule and theirs. And these were the first things we did in the government at that time. For sure, this guy is but which now go and be ignorant and I hate this is not from a share of which we want to write a letter to them in their ignorance. Which is better to ignore his own wrong while it's Facebook Munari busy as it respond. This is an issue which is critical.
Aiwa tinotenda vakaterera vamunangagwa ipapo tinotenda zvikuru vacharamba
alright thanks my boss
Ja Praise akaimba negamba rahanzi mwendambere wauya kuzochinja mutemo saka tine vimbo yekuti mwendambere wachachinja mutemo ipapo nemaitiro. Ucharamba ukhuluma ke lapho esemasingo silo munye umlaleli njalo ecingweni uFreedom. Kunjani Freezer?
Naphila kudale njani?
Hayi siyaphila, usibambe ungaphi lapho?
Aba ndibamba eseWarren Park.
Oyi Warren Park, kunjani khona hamba?
Hayi ngapha kushaya usibi.
Okay, siyabonga baba. Uyizwile indaba kusiphathisi?
Ya ngizini ndaba sethi lapha ngithi benzana ungena ehlelweni ukhuluma ukuthi uhulumeni ufuna ukugcina abantu abakuza support abantu abakutsho njalo
iye abe muli yakhe kanye labalwela amalungelo oluntu bathi uhulumende kumele esupporte imuli kaItayi ngoba ngokwazi kwabo lobufakazi abathi balabo ngokucabangela kwabo babona ingani uItayi wathunjwa nguhulumende ikakhulu amabutho ngakho bathi uhulumende ulomlando wokugcina imuli yakhe.
Kuright ulomlando obviously ukuthi agcine imuli yakhe but ebantwaneni kuze kubuhlungu lakho kodwa kona kumele egcine imuli yakho kodwa obviously ngokuya kwesikhathi kumele beveze ukuthi ungahanti u-contacting ozona jiwenga la hantu wayeukuthi nxa kuthi uyababedonse bathumba lo muntu so kumele beveze maseselo emasomnangakho because bona ndibathi abafuni bandlululo bafuna ukuthi abantu kube le freedom of speech so abazami ukuthi belungise into zabo zonke lezi ngeveze ukuthi unga and ke ngezwa umdala osiziva lapha ekhuluma ebidi wakwathuni but bungilehele themba yena ukuthi akafanga lapho khona so nxa kunjalo akaveze aphume ukuthi unga because umdala wakubona usiziva ukuthi wathunja but akazange beben-ekthele ukuthi bafuna ukumbulala wayemthumbetiwa imisebenzi akhe or kwakunjani abakhona but so lalo nxa kuyaphila akaphume aveze ukuthi unga aphume ngalokhu isikhathi bamthumbeyeni umuntu awayesika lasephumile umva wayesika lo-emason futhi emason akavumi ukuthi umuntu abantu laba abathunjwa umgabi bebuyela izenze bafuna la when is that like I want to have a run I have one clear I want to have one of you have a team with water to move our run maybe the citizen to name Tanak. About like to move it I about ten do you see Jamfun Abuye. Young as what you and I take it down my own. I want to have a go to two who talk to Okumenta this up to Naran Tabak. When I walk with the Mister Abbas Kusar and Tabak. So it dieena, Ababoni plan, it die Arabu, Yamfun, it die away. Young as what you and Jerava's and the Trinity was a swing, was a swing jacket, was a little room club. Here what was a Kurita room club as a swingella. You couldn't could have a shedding jar. As I get to tomorrow, I mean, the fabric print out chest more forces, lemma is me. As you fool, maybe it has a fool out of Abu. About this young, did you see a student that they couldn't hide? Villa Tunja, what did they think you are a very sheep of Umbulan? So now it doesn't jar Italia in Sukia the Teal, or having a cool release, or why a Garasia was you. Your dad is cool as your bonus. So, Chirenga, I will cook him up with. Not you have a change. Our visa and the Kulman, the Amazon, a Kendu, who dies a man.
Got freedom, Gubambum Lomo Conapo. Umthakathi kazinoki unokwa izanose isela ngalimane liphumele egcikeni lithi ntshontshile libanjwa ngamapholisa nxa njengokusho kwakho kuyikuthi uChiwenga njengoba wayekuami wayekubuthe ngumkhokeli wamabutho uyakwazi okwenzakalayo kuzamara ubona ngani ngaphuma lamhlanje ngoba sengumsekeli kamongameli evume nje mane evume ethi hayi uyita yithe samthathayo samenza lokhu lalokho
uChiwenga yena sengathumela u-Amazon ngathi ngiyoyitshontshayo sengathumela u-Amazon Amazon ngezani nguye umuntu osebenzani ozovumela zonke izivumelwane ukuthi ungu-vice president yabe lale amazwi aka-Amazon yena uChiwenga nguye ozalayela u-Amazon Amazon and then sizamvumbula wathina asoze kuveze mgceki ukuthi uChiwenga nguye wayefihle umuntu u-Amazon Amazon enelo uzayevavumbula uzathi umgabe labantu bakhe abaye bathumile ukuthi uChiwenga asoze balwe lapho uChiwenga usesikhundleni manje akusizakuthi uzazona so yena uChiwenga uyakwazi ngathi amabutho abatshontshayo uChiwenga nguye akwazi kumele atshele u-Amazon uChiwenga evina asoze aziveze ukuthi lifela atshele u-Amazon u-Amazon ke evumule zonke izinto u-Amazon akasoze wasoze mchaza uChiwenga ukuthi uChiwenga wona asoze ukuchaza ukuthi undirect kwabantu labanga yena u-Amazon uzakavumulula umuntu lo ithe sekufunayo ukuthi avumule kuphela okuningi sizatshelwa nguitayi ukuthi yena wayetshontshwe ngubani ngobani ababemsumbile.
Hayi siyabonga Freedom ongena kuhlelo khona ngapha Warren Park ba.
Hayi ngiyabonga randi wadana.
Siphenduke kuwe mnumzana Siziba angakathathi umlaleli ndisanda Toram Tereri wedu Musarurwa. Uyabezwa Siziba bayakhuluma abantu bani bari kutawura. How would you rate this new government in terms of human rights? With or without Zimbabwe, where are we headed?
I think one of the problems that we face with the current administration is that it has gone out of the palace coup of November 2017. That on its own is an inhibitor towards the realization of human rights in this country. It becomes a challenge because most of the things that people are demanding, especially those that are associated with history, you have them keeping their up, you know, for example, the ground issue, the disappearance of Isaias Zamar, electoral fraud, amongst others. So that on its own created very, very a dangerous crisis of legitimacy that is out in this administration, proven by the performance of the economy, the collapse of the output, the aggregate demand, and the continuing rising of prices in this country. So for me, that is a very challenging narrative because these are the same people. Remember, Emmerson Mnangagwa was Minister of Justice. Chiwenga was the general, the commander of the army. And Moati was the Minister of Home Affairs.
So that creates a crisis of legitimacy where people cannot go to history. That's why they are now moving the popular mantra, let bygones be bygones, because they cannot face the history whose and knows they were deeply gifted in this particular field.
Thank you, the gift, and stay on the line. Timbo Toram Tereri, Va Musarura, Magadim Komango.
Diripo Magadio.
Aywa, Diripo. Matibata Murugubi.
Kukaroi.
Maungira manje kukaroi. Zimai radio enyu mkoma. Kana kuti mu mongo isapasi voli. Zora
voli.
Ya, zvanani. Sakurise kukaroi.
Kukaroi kurina na hako mvura ndiri kuramba kunaya.
Hazi mvura yakaenda ne G40.
Ndakaenda ningiruzi.
Hazi jipo ndi akaenda nemvura mudara. Mazvanya ere mudariro tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndakatorwadziwa ndaifunga kuti pakapinda hurumende nyowani yaifanira kutongogadzisa nyaya yaitaidzamara. Nokuti zvaitaurwa naitaidzamara ndo mhosva dzavakapomerawa mukati. Saka vaifanira kutoita itaidzamara gamba ravo. Nokuti ndorakaita paenea ari kupeva mugabe ndava dzavaitaura kuti vamugabe vari kukangasa zvakati zvakati zvinova zvavari kutaurana nako ndozvaikanganzwa namugabe. Saka vamwe vaifanira kutomutsvaga itaidzamara kuti ari kupi. Uya vomuisa muhurumende kuti ndogamba ravo rakatanga kutaura kuti vamugabe vari kukanganisa.
Maybe vachazviita izvozvo vari kuimbisa na ziyambi ziyambi hazvi tichiri kumutsvaga.
Ichokwadi ichozvo.
Ameno mugoma wangu.
Tichangoona kuti raitongotarisira.
Aiwa, tinotenda neupina muchirongwa vamusaruro.
Alright, munoita muchiramba muchitibata.
Okay, stere, tichamufonera zvekare.
Alright.
Thank you there. And joining us now, rather joining me, that's going to be my last guest tonight. Alistair Funye, always in Nasu, Mkokele, always in Nasu. Funye, tinomu gamu chirae mchirongwa. Siagwa Mugela, good evening.
Siachona, tijamu.
Hai, siachona kakulu. Almost 3 years, no word about Itai Zamara. Uhulumende lai kakanya kwenzayo. Ungati ni ngalinda?
Ukanya ubuhlungu ngoba kwarezwa ama-hopes ebantwini beZimbabwe sibona kuphuma uRobert Mugabe kungena uEmerson Mnangagwa. Sacabanga ukuthi ilizwe selitshintsha, ilizwe seliguquka njengokuthengisa kwakhe. Kodwa sasesibona ukuthi ubisela ucabinet yakhe ufaka ijunta eyiyo eyayithatha ama-operations anjengoku-abdukta abantu anjabo Itai Dzamara. So thina kusizwisa ubuhlungu ngoba abantu ababengama-pioneers okuthi uMugabe ehambe, one of the pioneers kwangabantu abanjabo Itai Dzamara. So sasikhayela ukuthi ku-agenda yokuthi uMugabe ehambe nxa kungena i-government entsha, sasikhayela ukuthi yibo abantu bokuqala ukuthi bazadinga Itai besitshela ukuthi ufihle na. But lakathesi sokusenhlungwini sikala ngoba salahlekelwa umuntu owayadrive agenda yedemokrasi kwelakithi eZimbabwe.
Izingathi kule, are you hopeful about tomorrow? Not only looking at finding Zamara, but you know, looking at the whole human rights spectrum. Are you hopeful about tomorrow?
As it is now, what I can say, we are in a junta republic, which is being run by military. When we are talking of human rights, if there were respecters or key players who valued human rights, we are going to see people like Wana Ivone being released from Chikurupi as fighters of human rights. People like Last Mayenga Hama being released from Chikurupi, because there are no crimes that they did, but it was only that they were standing for what was right and they were against the entire regime of Robert Mugabe. So I see no hope, I see no light, I see no torchbearer of human rights in the existing establishment.
Asi mune vimbo here vapfunya kuti mumwe musi itaidza mara achawanikwa akadzokera kumhuri yake.
Ndomna mato yedu yekuti aonekwe, ndomna mato yedu yekuti awanikwe, but zvatiri kuona on the ground haivimbo yacho atinayo, because tikatarisisa kana kuongorora vanhu vari kutitungamira izvezvi vanhu vaita maoperations ekuabdakta vanhu. Saka kuti akadzoka izvezvi hatisi kuzvitarisira, but hopefully kuti kwaari zvatiri kunamatira ndezvekuti kwaari anenge ngave ari mupenyu, because shanduko ichauya, and panouya shanduko takatarisira kuti tichawana takusangana nawana itaita mara nevamwe vacho vasati vawanikwa.
And your last word to the ruling elite, the president himself, Vice President Chiwenga, Vice President Mohadi, and all other government bureaucrats, about this issue about human rights.
My submission to the existing establishment is that being the administration or the leadership of the republic, which we term the republic, is not to wear camouflage, putting on top suits. So I say we must do away with the iron rule and respect human rights, especially when we are going towards an election.
Thank you there. Alista Enda, please do stay on the line now. Mnumzana Siziva, amazwi ako okugqiba uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje, ungathini kuhulumende?
Engikutsho mina ukuthi-ke uyitaisa mara kuqakathekile ukubana-ke uhulumende njengohulumende omutsha azimisele ukumdinga oyikho kokuqala. Okwesibili, bakwazi ukunakekela-ke imbuli yakhe. Okwesithathu, kube-ke le inquiry njengokuhlunywa imbuli yakhe, ukubana-ke kube le inquiry ukubana kwahamba njani. Ngikubona kuqakatheke kakhulu. Why ngisitsho njalo? Ngokuthi-ke senzela ukubana uma kungayenzakala lokhu, omunye walaba-ke ama-journalist noma ama-activist noma ama-citizens sibe ne-presidency enhle etshengisa i-commitment kahulumende mayelana-ke lamalungelo abantu.
Siyabonga Siziva, and Alista, thank you so much, gentlemen. And I have the last word. I'm going to have the last word. I remember the day when Itai Zamara was brutalized and left for dead. He had to be hospitalized, and he had to be represented by Kennedy Masiwa, Enke Ngabala Kulolu Hlelo. That conversation, that interview, Itai on that particular day, has never left my mind. Ngishona ngikhumbula nje ngayo nxa ngikhumbula ukunyamalala kukaZamara. Wayesebuhlungwini entshela ukubana ulimele kanganani, hurukuru endakaita naZamara pakarogwa zvakanyanyisisa nemapurisa. Ndogara ndichingoifunga uyezve ndogara ndichifunga zuva rakatsakatika. I got a message from my friend Pindai Dube in Harare. It was on a morning, March 9. He sent me a message on WhatsApp saying Itai Zamara has been abducted. I thought maybe it was one of those things. Ukuthi vamthethe uzaphenduka. Ndakafunga kuti hongu atorwa. Maybe vamsunga asi achadzoka. That never happened. And to date, we still don't know what happened to Itai Zamara. And that's unfortunate. We need to know. People need to know. Zimbabweans, there are many more Zimbabweans who disappeared. And honestly, I think their families deserve to know what happened. Thanks to Kennedy Masiye, a lawyer, Alista Pfunye, Patson Zamara the brother and Gift Siziva. Kwane lokwala mhlanje mthwakazi omuhle. Siyabonga. Good night Zimbabwe. Mtungamili inkomo.